The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I got a confession. I'm here to watch.
Well, I would hope that you would participate a little bit as well. Shalini D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM here on a Wednesday morning into the afternoon.
If only that guy would have said that to Megan Thee Stallion on the record. You know the story?
I don't know that story, no. Yeah.
There's a guy suing her.
Gotcha.
He says he was a cameraman in a car when she decided to
do what she did.
Get a little freaky.
Gotcha.
With another woman, and he says, I need to sue you. So had he just said, I'm here to watch.
Gotcha.
No lawsuit.
This whole thing could have been
no problem
avoided. But we are where we are, and we are here in the Palacious Battery Studios right across from Truist Park, and we'll talk about Max Fried, the magician, last night momentarily. But first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember, folks, you can listen all the time, and it's on the house. It's free, courtesy of the Fan app, and that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming and Beaver Direct. Is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online.
Is it like a pay per month kind of thing?
There is nothing to pay, Matt Lear, our man on the other side of the glass, courtesy of Beaver Toyota of Cumming. They are picking up the tab. You can also watch us there, catch up on any programming you may have missed. Also at 680thefan.com. Follow along via the X platform as well. That is brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino and Resort at Road Dog, 680 at Matt Lear, at Cellini Nick, at Chris D'Amino. At 680 The Fan, what's on your bucket list? It's a simple question because today, Chris, is National Bucket List Day. And somebody said Jack on the X platform to be on this show. That's on his bucket list. And I said, Jack, I think I appreciate that and all.
Not happening.
I think you need, well, I wasn't going to say that, but I think you need to set the bar a little bit higher. That's all I'm saying.
Does he understand what a bucket list is? He might not really have the total concept of how big the want is supposed to be.
My bucket list is to go to Italy and to Abruzzi, where my family roots are, and figure out if I have any relatives over there and have them throw me out of their house. I'm your relative. Get out. Beat it. I don't trust anybody. If they're really my relative, that'll be the response. And I'll know that we're blood.
Look at this weirdo walking around this town. Who is this guy? Get him out of here.
He's really my cousin. That's a bucket list item, right? Hopefully we get to go to Ireland.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That'll be nice to kick off of the bucket list. Not, I necessarily never really had it on there, but it would be nice to have something on the list there.
I don't know how planes fly, what the route would be from, like, here to Ireland, but is there a chance we could jump out over Italy?
Just parachute out like D.B. Cooper?
Yeah.
Google it.
Get somebody to pay the freight, but we jump out over Italy. And then on the way back, well, I don't know how we get on the plane on the way back.
Man, you're a sly one there, my man.
That is the voice of Billy Devaney, who, in fact, will be in studio with us to talk about the NFL draft. Longtime member of front offices around the NFL, including the Falcons. Billy Devaney in studio with us the day before the draft, today at noon.
That's awesome.
It's a very odd coincidence that we would play that.
Yeah,
things just sometimes come together on this program, and then sometimes they break apart.
I got some questions for Billy, and I'm going to pose the one that I
was. This is the right day to have those questions.
No, remember yesterday I teased something for 24 hours? What would you do if you saw this guy?
So you're John Quiñones
now. You
right.
Do this with a guy who works for them.
What would you do?
Right in front of you at the most inopportune time. I know what I would do. You're not getting on the team plane on the way home.
I'd be the worst in one of those what would you do's because I wouldn't say anything. In fact, I would leave because I was taught that no matter what's going on, mind your own business. I'd be horrible on that program. This man just clearly doesn't want to be involved and he walks away.
Quickly. He walks away quickly.
Pretends like he saw nothing.
Oh, I must be in the wrong place.
Yeah, I'd be the worst. Anyway, you can ask Billy that question later on. Some breaking news this morning. Finally, Reggie Bush getting that 05 Heisman Trophy back. The Heisman Trust coming in with open arms saying, you are now reinstated. We're going to give you a replica of the Heisman. You can come to the awards ceremony beginning next year.
My guess is he'll do it. My hope is that he says, blank you. Where's my camera? Am I allowed to do the Italian salute to the camera? Is that vulgar?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't have an issue with
picture
it.
Picture somebody, close your eyes, picture somebody taking their four fingers on their hand, putting them right under his chin, and then moving them forward. That's what I would hope he
would. Over there,
he won't, because, and I did hear John Michael say this, and we talked about, you know, the Heisman House and what you could do. They're funny commercials. You could have Reggie Bush knock on the door and somebody go, hey, man, you're not allowed. Yes, I am. And then holding up the trophy or whatever it is you want to do. I don't know who wants to make sport of it. It does seem like the Heisman folks are like, yeah, we're good, right? I guess they're going to be good.
I think you got to believe Reggie will play upon getting his Heisman back next year in the Heisman House commercials with how he acts in those Wendy's commercials, having a good time doing that. So he'll play it up.
Yeah, you could do
so. I would think.
But again, part of me wishes he would just say, you think I need your Heisman? I don't need your Heisman. I won the Heisman. I have the Heisman. You know where it is? Right up here. Now, if you're, this is not a visual medium. Now close your eyes and picture somebody taking their fingers and putting them right up to their temple.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Heisman right up here. Which means in their mind, you can't take that away from
them. But I don't think you agree. I don't think any of that's going to happen. You would like to see it, but Reggie Bush will be a part of the ceremony. Everybody is going to be fine now, as finally they have seen the light. With everything else going on around college football, I mean, you might as well make this right.
Can I play theater?
Sure.
There is a Heisman trophy place. Like, it used to be the Hotel in New York, then it had some damage. I'm not sure where they do it.
The New York Athletic Club is where they used to do it. I'm not sure if they still do it there.
I don't either, but can I play theater? Who am I? I'm a custodian going into the basement of where they hold the Heisman.
You're dusting off the Heisman trophy?
No, the
Leonard
portrait.
DiCaprio.
Oh, yes.
The portrait
that's down
put
there
up
too.
On the wall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the Heisman there. They put that away. I'm actually in charge of getting the dust off of Reggie Bush's portrait. It's been a while, you know. It's been a few years.
It has, and now he is back. Anyway, Max Fried, I don't know if he's back or not, but if he could face the Marlins every time he goes out there, he would be back. He would make history. He's allowed in two starts against the Marlins this year, one run in 15 and a third innings pitched. He throws the proverbial Maddox last night, a complete game, less than 100 pitches, something Greg Maddox did 13 times in his career, 11 times in a Braves uniform. So that's why it's called a Maddox.
I just hope we play the Marlins in the postseason. Max pitches every game.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think the Marlins are going to be. It would help if they would score a run first, let alone, you know, win enough to be in the postseason, because they can't score against the Braves. They haven't scored in the first two games of the series.
What would my father say? There's always today.
Yeah, there is.
There's always today.
Reynaldo Lopez will get the start tonight against Sixto Sanchez at 7:20. The Ford Leadoff Show at 6:05 here on The Fan.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. So there's only 30 days this month. So this might be the last start he gets. He could be the pitcher of the month of April. A guy who wasn't supposed to start for you could be the National League pitcher of the month. Now, today the 24th, and then he might not get another start in April. So this could be him closing the book on what it is, and then let the voting begin if it's a really, really good one tonight.
And you think about that. He could be Reynaldo Lopez, of all people, the National League pitcher of the month. Matt Olson is hitless in his last seven games. Austin Riley has two RBIs in his last 11 games. Ronald Acuna Jr., going back to his MVP season of last year, his OPS and his slugging percentage, 200 points below where it was last
year.
And yet still, the Braves lead Major League Baseball in batting average and slugging percentage, among other categories.
You might have some bad math over there.
No, I got pretty good math in front of me.
How's the record, though?
The record is the best in baseball, Chris. They've won 8 of 9 now, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what I would say? Stop paying these bumps. Why are we paying all this money for these guys? Obviously, we can win without them.
Max Fried, a three-hitter last night. It was beautiful. The first 9-inning complete game since Bryce Elder did it against the Washington Nationals in 2022.
So can I do this now? Because I don't want... Look, His stuff would have played probably against anybody last night. Everybody, you know, oh, it's the opponent. Look what it is. Look at the two games against Miami. Yeah, that's part of it. They're not all created equally. If you know they can't bomb you with home runs, if you have a little bit more
wiggle, you could be more aggressive.
Yeah, but his stuff would have played last night against most everybody. So I've got that out of the way. I'm not denouncing what he did last night, but I'm actually letting you know that that is a thing. If you go to the mound, you've already thrown against them once this year. You kick their rear ends. Last night it started off well. You saw what they did the other night in the first inning. He had a good mindset. So now if he faces a lineup that's better, then that'll be the next thing that we talk about. Here's my other thing, though. This is the most important one. When did a Maddux become 99 pitches or fewer? So I'm old. A Maddux for me was fewer than 90 pitches. You can do whatever you want, call it whatever you want. A Maddux for me is fewer than 90 pitches. Complete game shutout, fewer than 90 pitches. And you go, oh, Chris, nobody does that. Yeah, they do. Let me tell you how many, actually. Let's see. Oh, Greg Maddux, 77 pitches. Tom Glavine, 84 pitches. Ben McDonald, 85. Aaron Cook, 81. John Lieber, 78. I thought it was below 90.
So I guess with the way that we are changing whatever the benchmarks are in pitching, like 300 game winners are going to go by the wayside, you've now changed the Maddux?
Well,
I don't know.
Wikipedia.
It's the best answer I can give you.
Do you know there's a Wikipedia? It's literally the Maddux. And there's a Wikipedia page that says it's 99 pitches or fewer. Fewer than 100 pitches, 99 or fewer. I didn't know this. I thought it was fewer than 90. So whether the bar is moving a little bit, but listen, Wikipedia and the internet's never wrong. So this must be what it's always been, I guess.
If it's on Wikipedia, it must be true. Here's Max Fried talking about his inspiration last night.
A couple days ago, just talking to Travis, he had just made mention in passing that next time you go out there, I want a complete game. So just hearing that and just seeing how efficient Bryce was last night, really being on the attack, having low pitch count early, it just kind of motivated me or just kind of showed me a little bit of a path of be on the attack, get contact early and try to, you know, attack these guys. And if you give up hits, you can still give up hits and get out of the situation with a low pitch count. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to keep that pitch count pretty low tonight.
I don't know who's crazier, he or Travis d'Arnaud. They both got to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Travis d'Arnaud patted him on the back, and you would have thought that that might have been the greatest show of not only affection but emotion that I've ever seen out of Travis d'Arnaud. He did, by the way, in his third home run. He waited till he crossed home plate. He did smile a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, for him, that's getting crazy.
He waited till he hit home plate, and then he smiled on his way to the
But go back to what Max Fried just said. Travis d'Arnaud, the home runs left and right, you know, five home runs and eight at-bats, knocked in another run last night. He spoke this into existence now. Is there nothing Travis d'Arnaud can't do?
Job one is to be a catcher. He actually knew that Max Fried, perhaps. Now, again, I'm assuming it's a true story. I'll go with it's a true story. He's, you know, what am I doing?
You're covering one eye, which means you're peering into the future.
I see a complete game shutout in your future, Max. I don't know if Travis d'Arnaud.
Well, Travis d'Arnaud, here he is, confirming what Max Fried had to say.
Yeah, you know, you got to pump up your guys, and even today, me and Tui actually said he was feeling one coming, the Maddux coming, and, you know, it's good to get your guys feeling right, especially when the season didn't start the way they wanted it to.
That's a good teammate. That's a catcher who's been around. What do I need to say? Do I need to say anything today? I'm going to give you another one behind the curtain. A lot of times people aren't in there before hours before the game gets started.
But you're allowed in because you're Chris Domino.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I watched? Tui, the new third base coach. Do you know how he does infield? This is like I'd never seen it done this way. I've seen guys with fungos. I've seen guys who stand to the right of the cage and the left of the cage, and you take care of the left side, and the guy on the first base side takes care of the first base side. They line them all up, and I did see Ozzie, by the way, turning double plays and doing everything. So that part was also there. He has Eddie Perez right in front of him do flips. This guy's magical. He's taking a flip, boom, two in a row down third.
So he's not throwing the ball up in the air himself.
Oh, no. He's doing it with flips. Now, Eddie is, like, really close to him. You catch one off the end of the bat, and he shouldn't. Look, he's a baseball player. But when I tell you it was, there was nothing. There was not one errant swing. And when I tell you he's a right-handed hitter, and he starts pushing two in a row down a second, two in a row down a first baseline, I'd never seen that before. I'd never seen a guy hit infield not doing it I toss it up. I hit it. Watch this.
Did you walk
he
out
hit
there?
One hoppers. He hit one hop line drives.
Right. Did you walk out there at one point, having watched Wash do it differently over the years? No, no, no. You're doing it all wrong. Stop everything.
I did not do that. I thought it.
It's just disrespectful to Ron Washington.
Well, no. So Wash was the short things in foul territory. Walt Weiss usually hits on one side. Eddie might hit on the other side. Sal might hit on the other side. I've never seen this before. They had the whole infield. Starters, backups, and this guy was a magician. I got to ask him about it today.
The one thing is,
if I'm Eddie, I'm going, it's just going to take one bad one.
But they're pros.
I know.
He's been doing this his entire life, seemingly. His entire adult life, certainly.
He's 2 feet away from him. I don't know. He's hitting down the first base side. He's going right by him.
And again, we've talked about this before. Seemingly, we talk about it every time we go down to spring training. If you have kids that play baseball, you show them this. You see what the pros are doing? They're doing the same things you're doing from the time you went away from coach pitch to the time you started playing travel ball. That will continue. The major leaguers are doing exactly what you're doing. If you think this is beneath you, watch the major leaguers. They're doing it every day for the most part.
It goes beyond that. This is six-year-old fat guys playing softball who do the same thing before a game. Literally do the same thing before a game. 6 to 60. It's what everybody does to get ready to play.
Ozzie Albies is getting ready to play, come off the injured list on Friday. Brian Snicker said it yesterday. I felt like he probably could have played on Monday. So barring anything completely unforeseen, they may not wait. Usually they like to wait a couple of additional days. It looks like Ozzie Albies. It would be a surprise to me anyway if he's not in the lineup on Friday night.
No, what I saw him doing yesterday, and he took full BP, by the way. He took full BP as well as turn double plays and everything else. Can I give you one other thing about the mindset of Max Fried? And maybe, again, oh, he's back. It's going to be great from here on out. I don't know that. You don't know that. But if you want to hear what his mindset was, this is him right on the field right after the game.
I didn't try to think too hard about it. It was just more working with Travis, executing pitches, and trying to get as many ground balls as I possibly could.
That was him with the wild man, Wiley Ballard, was it not?
Yeah, are we allowed to say that? Yeah.
Between Wiley Ballard, Max Fried, and Travis d'Arnaud, I mean, you get those three all in a room, look out.
Oh!
I mean, the howling starts. Well, I can't be responsible for what happens after that if you get those three in a room.
It's the reason we have a jail cell at Truist Park. It's guys like them.
Does TV have a dump button?
I hope they do for the sake of Wiley. He gets very animated during games on Bally's. Very animated.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I've noticed about Wiley. I think he's got a better haircut. I'm not kidding. I don't know if it's positional good looks or...
I'm being totally serious. He's doing an outstanding job.
Yeah.
He's doing very, very well.
He's enjoying it. He's upbeat about it. I still think, again, there's a wonderment. Like, I think he's happy to
be there.
There's
joy in his voice. There's joy on his face when he's doing it. You can see it.
I saw him on the field the other day. I don't know. I think I said... I didn't even know it. I think I must have said something complimentary about him. He thanked me like three times. I said, one of two things. You're either going overboard or, man, I never pay compliments.
You don't.
What's that?
You said that to Laura Rutledge last week. You don't. When you get that from Chris Domino, you know Chris Domino really means it. That's why Wiley thanked you over and over again. He does do
nice
an outstanding job on Bally's, and that was him with Max Fried after the game last night. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. FinleyRoofing.com is where you need to go. The bongos mean the headlines, and without further ado, this is what's coming up on the program. This Hawks veteran takes his team to task, puts his team on blast. I don't know if that's necessarily something the kids are still saying, but it happened, and we'll cover it at 11:50. Longtime NFL GM, like we told you, Billy Devaney will join us in studio the day before the draft to talk some NFL, so it's fitting. And who's the competition for Georgia's latest prospect, the quarterback? We go on campus at 1 o'clock. When we come back, why Raheem Morris sounds like a superhero as he prepares for the draft.
Oh, I'm interested.
Into the red zone we go next. It's Chiellini, it's Domino. You're on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Why Raheem Morris sounds like a superhero. Fan 680 93.7 FM, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Finley Roofing. Talk about the Falcons momentarily. Plus, oh, but wait, there's more. You're on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Bill Belichick officially has a new job. We'll get to that in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
Let's start with Terry Fontenot meeting with the media yesterday. From what I understand him, you know, he presented donuts to the media prior to their gathering, their pre-draft preview yesterday as well. And the media, if they can be bribed with anything, it's donuts, and I'm being told cookies as well.
Both?
I think it may have been cookies in lieu of donuts. I may have been misinformed.
Oh. All right.
Either way, it's sweets, and either way, the media, I'm sure the cookies were gone inside of 3 minutes. Bunch of gluttons in our business.
Oh, I don't imagine there was leftovers. Now, the big thing is, if there were a few, did somebody put them in the pocket on the way out?
A pleasure to come on the show.
Is that wrong to do?
I think you eat while you're there.
Gotcha.
I think once you're leaving, you're leaving.
Love y'all.
When they fired Arthur Smith, they had a nice little table set up with refreshments and some snacks. I may or may not have grabbed the two-pack of granola bars to go.
Wrong. I mean, it's wrong. It's socially, morally, ethically wrong. You get to eat it while you're there. This is, they're not providing a doggy bag.
Gotcha.
Oh, you get one cookie to go. One cookie to go out the door.
Disagree wholeheartedly.
If there's leftovers.
Disagree wholeheartedly.
Because they're just going to go to waste, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Sure, they're going to go to waste. In a football office, they're going to go to waste. Come on. That's just dumb. You guys are just making up stuff. They're not going to go to waste.
So it's not as bad as me taking the power bar on the way out of the Falcons locker room.
No, because that wasn't even put out for you.
Right.
These were at least put out for you, but you had your time, and you didn't partake, or you did, but you don't get more on the way home.
Which is a very true story. I would take one of the power bars for the players on the way out as we left every Wednesday at Flowery Branch, and they moved the power bars because it was all on camera.
Well, they moved it deeper into a room. You would have had to physically...
Right. Because they clearly saw me taking the power bar every Wednesday.
Stealing the power bar.
Well, yeah. It's open to interpretation. It's
there. Let's put it this way. You were not borrowing. You were not bringing one back the next week. What happened is it was one of those rooms also where they then put in that light that turns on automatically. Like when you walk in it. They didn't have that at first. So they moved the power bars to the back. And they installed the light that when you stepped in, it went on. Which would mean, well, who's in there? This is media day. Nobody's supposed to be in there. So, yeah, I see how it goes. So
anyway.
Are you saying if you offer cookies, nobody's going to take anything you say as the GM and go, what in the hell is he talking about?
I'm going to tell you something about the Falcons, and they're smart in this regard from a PR standpoint. When you refer to somebody by name, a lot of times that's akin to taking the thumb off the button. Mm-hmm. And the want to argue subliminally kind of goes away. They're smart in that regard. They've always been smart in that regard.
I'm not speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to you. Yeah, people do love that. That's psych 101. If you think you're getting attention, there's a good chance that now it's been, I don't know, brought down a notch. Me personally, I would like to think that that even a good chocolate chip cookie is not going to have me come in today and go, did you hear what Fontenot said? He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen to these cuts, and I'm going to judge them as if I had a cookie or didn't have a cookie.
Well, I mean, that's what sets you apart. That's why you should be a Radio Hall of Famer. Terry Fontenot says that Raheem Morris will make Batman noises. Bam, pow, wham. You know, things like that when he's watching film of the prospects that he likes.
Okay. Is that supposed to make me feel better, or...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to speak for you. I'm just telling you what Terry Fontenot, the GM, said about his coach.
So he's excitable.
It's like the 1960s Batman. television series.
The problem is I'd love to play poker with him, but it doesn't really seem like the way that it, if you're doing that to too many people. Sorry, you only get one first round or you get like seven picks in total. If you're
holy rested metal, Batman!
If you're making noises over 15 guys, you got to whittle it down for me. We don't get all 15.
Now, Terry Fontenot's reputation is that of taking the best available player.
Is this where we're going to hear him speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Terry actually is here.
Well, he was there yesterday. Here he is talking about their philosophy when it comes to the best player available.
When we talk about best player available, it's best player available for us. I think sometimes when people hear best player available, they're looking at some of the experts' lists. And the key is not reaching for needs. In most cases, you got the different categories, right? You have the impact players, the elite players. You have the solid starters. You have the functional starters. You have the role players, the developmental. You have all these categories. You're going to have more than one position in that category. So now you can look at, okay, these are the players we have in this category. Let's go with the position need or the more premier position, call it.
What did he just say?
I don't know. Cookie or no cookie? Hamburger and french fries?
Elaborate.
You're not going to swing me. And I don't know what he said.
Does that mean they're going to take
a wide receiver
if he's the best player available there, or will they address a need and take a guy like Dallas Turner at number 8?
I'm going to tell you what I don't need from you.
Because I don't think that question was answered.
I'm going to tell you what I don't need from you. You falling into the category of who I'm aggravated with, which is everybody. All these NFL drafty news types. Did you see what I put up on social media? Go look. This is how I feel. I'm excited about the draft, but you people are killing my buzz. You're killing my buzz by doing the things like that. Well, you know, we could do this, but maybe we'll do that. But I think we have a tendency. But if you look at the history of draft now, call everybody in the next 10 minutes and just say the draft is about to begin. Please, this has to end.
So you signed Kirk Cousins, but what about drafting a quarterback, Terry Fontenot?
You still want to think long-term and think big picture, right? You could take a quarterback at any point when you're thinking big picture. Every player you sign, it's going to adjust how you do business in other areas, but it's always been our goal to add good players, add good football players at every level and continue to develop them. And you're never just going to be a prisoner of the moment. You're always going to think big picture. So it wouldn't stop you. It wouldn't change the way we approach this draft.
All right, so maybe they'll take a quarterback.
I don't know.
Maybe they won't take a quarterback.
I don't know.
And I think he was asked about a quarterback because Adam Schefter had this to say about Michael Penix and the Falcons.
There's been some speculation, right or wrong. You never know exactly how accurate it is, that the Falcons like Penix. They've had workouts with him. They've had visits with him. They spent a lot of time. And the one thing I do know is that the Falcons do want to add a quarterback in this draft if they can. That would be ideal. And do I think 8 is going to be the spot they take Penix? I'd be surprised, but I don't rule anything out. If they wind up moving back in the first round, well, that makes it more possible.
He's doing exactly what I said.
Thankfully, we've got 24 hours. We got one more show to do, and then Friday we'll talk about the draft.
So
at least the first round.
I don't know if this is a real thing. I'm sorry, but I'm now calling all of these people hack, carny, fortune tellers. Could move up. But they've been thinking about moving back. Yet somebody in the room was also said, maybe we stay pat. That's what's happening all over the place.
But nothing would surprise me. Anything is possible.
He just mentioned a quarterback at 8. Okay. Then you better do what I said. Which one are you trading? Which one are you trading? You trading Kirk Cousins and his new contract? Are you trading the 8th overall pick to somebody else who didn't get what they wanted?
You're not taking
it. And you couldn't work out a deal.
Marvin Harrison's, I have two certainties. Caleb Williams is being taken number 1. Marvin Harrison's going number 4 to the Cardinals. Those are my two certainties. Okay. Everything else is up in the air. What about the Falcons trading down?
You understand that the Washington Commanders could flip this whole thing on its head?
And I'll come back and say I was wrong. If those things don't happen, I'm not going to complicate things. What about trading down? Terry Fontenot was asked about that.
When you can have possibly that many quarterbacks going at the top, then it's going to push down some really good skill players. There could be a lot of action at some different spots around our pick. So right now, those calls are just exploratory. So we have the conversations, but you really don't get into what the value would be. It's just a lot of preliminary calls. They won't happen until it's really on the clock.
Looking forward to having Billy Devaney, longtime NFL GM, did some work with the Falcons, obviously, in studio at noon. How buttoned up are you at this point in time? A little more than 24 hours away from the opening round.
Well, does somebody go rogue and then change up the board? the Falcons know that if it's only three quarterbacks taken for whatever reason, or the fifth quarterback needs to be taken, I go back to my math draft. If there are five guys that you could be happy with, and you, and this is the estimate, four quarterbacks are gone, Joe Alt might be gone, one of the receivers is gone, but I got five guys I can be happy with. That means I can move back at least three spots. At least three spots. If I have more than five, if it's six, I can go back four spots. Because I'll get somebody that I wanted. But really, the collateral, and now I hate to tell you this, but it does feel like next year it's not going to be a three. It feels like it's going to be higher. If I can get out of eight, get who I wanted, make sure that I cover up for whatever the hell the NFL is going to take from me next year, which could be a second.
They're going to take something. Rest assured.
I'm not winning, but I'm not losing as badly. And you know what I said. To me, it's the bundle. It's Kirk Cousins, the money you paid there that you couldn't afford somebody else. It's going to be your first two draft picks, and I'm going to give you the wild card, maybe one and a half wild cards. Do I have a smarter coaching staff where Bijan Robinson becomes a first-round pick for me this year? Because he wasn't last year.
Kyle Pitts.
And Kyle Pitts becomes the guy that he's closer to supposed to be. If that all happens because you got Kirk Cousins and you did well in your first two picks, I'm going to say that bundle was worth the money you spent and the time invested.
Well, Bill Belichick, we know, almost got the job with the Falcons. According to Andrew Marchand from The Athletic, Belichick is now set to take on a recurring role on the Manning cast on ESPN's Monday Night Football, a book deal, a potential inside football show, and possibly a podcast. All on the table, according to The Athletic, for Bill Belichick, who will now become the media mogul that I anticipated him being. You're going to see that side. I'm telling you. Slowly but surely, he's going to transform.
He's going to host Saturday Night Live. Give me all the things you're going to see him doing now. Give me all the things, because it does feel like there might be more, not
less. He's going to do the talk show circuit, the late night talk show circuit. He'll do that. He's going to do all of these things. He will be, as you like to say, Domino, America's guest.
I don't know if you heard this. He's going to sit in with Harvey on TMZ one day a week. Okay, go get him, Bill. What's he writing a book about? What's he writing a book about?
Does he tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth because he knows he's done? What really happened? Spygate, Deflategate. What really happened? Who is this Ernie Adams, and how much did he help you?
Hold on.
Cut corners.
If you think Bill Belichick's going to write something that at the end of the day,
people, a tell-all memoir.
You think he's going to fall on a sword where somebody could say, I knew it. He wasn't as great as we all thought he was. That book ain't coming.
They'll never take my wins away because others were doing it, and I'll tell you who else was doing it.
Ain't happening.
I'm throwing you all under the bus. I'm taking you all with me.
He's going to write a book about business, how you become a leader. Unless he's going in on Robert Kraft and massage parlors, I don't care.
You think this was the first time Robert Kraft visited one of those places of ill repute?
Don't say Robert Kraft. I said Robert Kraft. You're owner X. Do you think this is the first time that owner X... That's, I think, how we all stay out of trouble. I think. I don't know. Maybe it's...
That's your legal loophole.
That Tom Brady was on so many steroids.
Bears GM Ryan Poole says...
He was on age-defying drugs.
Right. He knows who they're going to take the Bears at number one. But he said, you're going to have to wait until Thursday. No, you're taking Caleb Williams.
Give him a playbook. He should have been in the building.
That's who you're taking.
I would have been having him work out with everybody.
So one former NFL scout told reporter David Fleming that one GM told him...
Oh, no. Did you know this sound?
Do you have it?
Do you have the Caleb Williams, the one that had to be bleeped because their nervous is blank about him? And then there's sound. When you get sound, allegedly, now remember, it's 1 degree or 2 degrees removed away. This is not an NFL GM. This is not an NFL head coach.
This is a reporter who said a GM told him this.
And I reached out to a guy who's really well-connected, a former scout, really well-connected across the NFL, and I was blown away by his reaction. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing, that was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your f***ing season, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms. And I will tell you, he scares the shit out of a lot of NFL teams, too. One GM told me, it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam, but to me, that looked weak as shit, really fragile.
I'm assuming he's reading verbatim quotes.
Sounds that way.
Either that or he's getting overly flowery. I'm telling you, that means I could be an NFL GM. Because I said the same thing.
Wouldn't that be great if he danced around the field like Prince in Purple Rain when he was singing I Would Die For You and are rubbing up all against himself and shuffling around after a touchdown pass?
Weak as shit. What's this guy doing? Why did we draft this guy?
That would be the reaction from the stands at Soldier Field.
I'll assume this guy isn't lying. I don't know. Maybe he's lying. I don't know. But now I know what I say. I'm qualified to be a GM because it scared the blank out of me. And we talked about it the day after it happened. Here's the other crazy thing. Caleb Williams, did you hear what he said? He finally spoke to this. He said, I was disappointed. I was good as I walked to my mom. But as soon as I touched her, that happened. I got very emotional. Okay. Does that make it better for me? It doesn't. I mean, and he dropped the I just hate losing, because that's what you also have to add when you have a moment like that. I was out on him a long time ago. I could be totally wrong because he might be so much the best. I listened to him this past week. I like some of the things he said.
I think from a talent standpoint, it's not even close.
But at least I know that I wasn't skewed in thinking, did you see what that guy did? And you're going to take him number one overall? I'm out.
Well, as you say, everything is a crapshoot. Braves fans from all over Georgia, this is, I guess, kind of sort of one, but you can make some money. You can participate and win with the new Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. For the first time ever, jackpot's going to be open during Braves home and road series games. Now, what you need to do is enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, online entrance must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB Ballpark app while in the state of Georgia.
Why is that?
Take the next step in.
Buck, take it up with the legal department.
Go to that sign that says, welcome to Georgia, whether it's north of here or south of here.
It's all above.
Or west of here.
My pay grade. Two Hawks veterans, not one, two Hawks veterans, bash their teammates to pieces.
Oh.
I think we need to address this when we come back as the NBA Minute lives on. It's Chiellini, it's Domino, Billy Devaney in studio, longtime NFL GM, did a lot of work with the Falcons at noon the day before the draft. Here on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and The Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
FM, as Derek Thomas just mentioned, Billy Devaney will talk some NFL draft. He's in the studio with us in about 10 minutes or so from now. Remember, First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL teaming up to give back, collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment and giving back to local teams and organizations in need. You can join 643 with Dylan Short live and bring your new and gently used baseball and softball equipment to Kennesaw Baseball and Softball at Adams Park this Saturday. That's April the 27th. Between 9 and 11, each person donating gets a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spa, brought to you by First Horizon Bank and, of course, Tidal Wave Auto Spa. So last Friday, we talked about Hawks players and coaches talking. This one kind of flew under the radar until now. Clint Capella said this team, they were capable of reeling off 3- and 4-game win streaks, but they were not willing to keep doing it because we think more about ourselves. So that's Clint Capella saying, we think more about ourselves. And then you got Bogdan Bogdanovich saying, we didn't sacrifice enough. Sometimes we are too locked on ourselves and individual stats or whatever. Two of the veterans saying what I think everybody recognized all season long.
All right. Back to the drawing board. again, we might have a few more heads to clunk than I originally thought, or we're going to get rid of people. Isn't this the moment where the GM says, if you're not on board, or the coach says, if you're not on board, or if the owner says, if you're not on board, you got to go. You got to go. I got to get you out of here. Now, I don't know what's realistic and what's not. Sounds to me like it's more than just Trey and more than just DeJounte and more than just... Now, these guys are sort of taking themselves off the hook, though, are they not? Well, I'm the one telling you about it, so obviously it's not me.
I think Capella is out there calling the defensive switches, and I think at times people weren't putting forth the effort.
Okay.
So I think that'll frustrate a guy, because even Bogdanovich said, look, we would talk, and the coaches would talk, and everybody would say, yeah, yeah, we got it. And then they would go out there and just do the same old thing.
I don't know how much coaching there is in NBA basketball. I said last night, I'm watching Doc Rivers, and I've never watched a Doc Rivers coach game where I thought, advantage me if you're a Doc Rivers guy, if you're rooting for a Doc Rivers team. I've never thought, but I don't even know who gives you an advantage anymore. If you can't get their attitudes right, if you can't get them to buy into what they're doing. Look, I watched, no names, Josh Pastrnak. I watched him hold up cards with numbers, and he'd be like screaming. He'd hold up three of them, and nobody looked at them once. Like, I don't even know how much coaching is really going on. I don't know if these guys are trying to absolve themselves. One me. I'm a team guy. I have no idea.
Now, they did
it
say
sounds
we.
Worse.
They did say we.
I know. It
they
sounds,
didn't say they.
But this sounds like a much bigger problem of two guys who can't work together well because they're both point guards.
There's a disconnect that goes well beyond those two. There's no question about it. It doesn't help, but it goes beyond those two.
It also says they got distracted when a winning streak would be a two.
Maybe I don't know.
We can't win a third one.
Well, because consistently, they were good enough to do it, but consistently their mental capacity just wasn't there to do it. But like I said, I think everybody's coming back.
Unless you give me something that
now
juicy.
We mean it this time.
Unless you give me something that juicy, I'm done with the Hawks.
All right. Hopefully something else will come up, or maybe it won't, and we'll just move forward.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
Speaking of NBA playoff basketball, oh, wait, we weren't. We were talking about the Hawks. But now, speaking about NBA playoff basketball, what's the one thing you can't do? You can't mind bet. You can't cash a bet in your mind. You can't put something out into the world and then go, brother, what were you thinking? This game isn't over. Alaa Abdelnaby calls Sixers games. Listen to what he's saying almost at the end of a game they played against the Knicks.
You'd love to, but the goal is not having home court advantage, to getting home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
So that was late in game two.
Yeah, 101-95 with a guy on the line.
For the epic collapse.
Oops. Mission accomplished, job whatever. Let's go down the pike. Whoops.
The Sixers, incidentally, had filed an official grievance with the NBA over the officiating. Games one and two, as you said.
Yeah.
It's Festivus, apparently, there in the Sixers office. It's the airing of grievances.
But you can't do that. How do you do that in a game that's a five-point game, six-point
game
in the NBA?
That I can't
answer. Well, he did it.
It's kiss of death.
And what would I tell him? You're done. You're fired.
Yep.
Get out. All right. I can't believe what's about to happen. By the way, congratulations to Eminem. 16 years sober. He's 51 years old. He looks great.
What an accomplishment.
I'd like him to perform a little bit more. I'd like to see what he has to say, but okay, whatever. You know where the draft is.
Detroit.
Yeah. Commissioner Kickass and Eminem sat down.
And the draft in Detroit's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see which quarterback goes where.
Yeah, me neither. You think I'd make a good NFL quarterback?
Well, you'd have to go to college first.
Damn.
You just call him M?
Yeah. This is the most insane thing ever.
M, if I may.
Eminem is now sitting down with the commissioner of the NFL, welcoming the world to Detroit they could do
draft. If it worked for Snoop Dogg, why can't it work for Eminem?
No doubt. I know which one is more talent. Sorry, I said it. All right, Greg Norman. Hey, Rory. Hey.
Liv never put an offer to him. We didn't need to make a comment about this. This is just typical white noise that gets out there in the industry. If Rory was willing to sit down and have a conversation with us, would we be happy to sit down with him? 100%. No different than any other player who'd be interested in coming on playing with us. It's understanding the facts about what LIV represents and what LIV can deliver on a global basis. That's up to you to determine it.
Down the hall. Yeah.
To the left.
No conversation with Rory. He also said...
Now, in defense, Rory also said the same thing. The story leaked out there and Rory denied it.
Yeah, but Greg Norman wanted to know, no, you don't get to deny it. We get to say we didn't talk to you. You didn't turn me down, I turned you down. He also said that he was in the home of a very, 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 very prominent PGA player who heard it all and said, no, I'm going to stick with where I am. But at least he was informed about what LIV is. By the way, Tiger Woods is going to get about $100 million worth of loyalty pay. We'll get to that later.
I still hit LIV.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia, the fighter. Here's how it went the other night.
You weighed in. You were 3 pounds over. What did you gain when you went to the fight?
I was like about 160.
So 160 fight. 160. What was the weight when you... Was it 145 with you and Haney, or what was the...
I was 143, and he was 140. So
you went 17 pounds.
Yeah.
And that clause wasn't in it with Haney.
No.
Yeah, because when you guys stand up, stood toe-to-toe, it just didn't make sense.
No.
It was very obvious you were the bigger guy.
Yeah.
And did you
and
feel
usually,
that...
usually he's the bigger guy. Usually he's the weight bully. But the weight bully got bullied.
He said he went in at 160.
Why was that clause not in the contract?
Well, because once you do the weigh-in, I paid you $1.5 million, but there was nothing about what you couldn't walk into the ring at. I don't know if 160 is the accurate number, but he did look bigger. That's incredible. If you've got a guy 15 pounds beating up on you, 15 pounds heavier than you beating up on you, that's a bad, bad way to go. All right, last one. Did you hear what happened at Augusta? People were picking up divots. And now we found out they're planting them in planters and in their own backyard. Have you heard about this?
Tell the story.
They picked up divots, and they supposedly put pictures up on the internet of the divot in a plant or the divot in a backyard. I actually have audio as to what happened next.
Get it off. Come on. Just hook up. Police! Go farther, bro.
They stormed the homes? Yeah.
We are going to need that divot back.
We're good.
And we're going to need it back right now.
They have their own SWAT team, Augusta. I don't know if you know that. The Masters has their own SWAT team. And they are out looking for those divots as we speak. So if you got one, just put it on your front porch. And just, they're breaking windows to get in. They're knocking down doors to go get their divots back.
So the divot police will be on alert next year.
Police seems a little light. I'm telling you, I saw these guys. Full garb, full shield.
Come with me, please, and put the divot down.
So if
put
you
it back in where it was. Put it back now.
If I declare. If you have one of these, again, put it on your front porch. If not, they're coming in.
He's got you in a sleeper hold. Stop resisting. I'm resisting.
Then you pass out. It's crunch time for GMs all around the NFL. Billy Devaney has been there. He'll join us in studio next to talk about it next here on Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.